The next topic related to the use of double monoclonal antibody therapy with bevacizumab and either cetuximab or panitumumab. I asked Dr. O'Connell to address this question. Agree, disagree, or in between. A major issue that should be tested in large randomized adjuvant trials is the role of the combination of chemotherapy bevacizumab and cetuximab.
My answer to the question of whether this is a reasonable concept to move forward into a major phase 3 trial is yes, if we see significant improvement in progression-free or overall survival in one of the phase 3 studies. We mentioned the 80405 study or the Cairo 2 study that we expect to see in just a few months at ASCO this year.
Alan, what's your take on the PACE data, and is there any reason to think that maybe cetuximab is going to sort of play differently with Bev than panitumumab?
Well, I'm as perplexed as everybody else. I suspect that one of the messages, of course, is it's good to do a phase 2 trial before you do a phase 3 trial, and I think the toxicity sprung on them unanticipated. I would guess it's a dosing issue, that perhaps a panitumumab is too dose intense, and that there's some subtle mucosal damage that happens from EGFR inhibition of the bowel. Add bevacizumab and oxali to that, and you've got a problem. So whatever the explanation, we are looking in real time at CALGB. And what I would say is that the combined biologic arm patients have more toxicity as a group. But in terms of major events or major risks, we're just not seeing any. What is happening is those patients are coming off the study earlier than other patients, largely from chemotherapy fatigue, as opposed to major toxicity events. Asthenia with protracted treatment seems to be bubbling to the surface as a major issue.
With the combination?
With the double biologics and chemotherapy. As best as I can tell, I see all these adverse events in off-study forms. Some of it is you never know about attribution and how accurate it is, but my sense is that a stunning number of patients are just electing to stop therapy because they're beat up.
Is this usually beyond 6 months?
It's about 5 to 6 months is where the cut point seems to be.
How much is the rash entering into it, either in the single arm or the combination?
Well, that's hard to judge. There are a few patients who've stopped the study because they didn't like the rash, but that's unusual. I think the rash is much more of an issue in the adjuvant setting, where I believe patients who view themselves as cured and just taking chemotherapy to hedge their bets really don't appreciate a bad rash.